The Taliban, who rule Afghanistan, have yet to allow many young women and girls back to school. Almost a year after their takeover, girls are back in primary school, but most girls are blocked from attending secondary schools, you know, middle and high schools. International aid groups, Afghan women, and even clerics want that to change, but some girls are not waiting. NPR's Dia Hadid reports on what they're doing instead.
Inside a small room behind high walls on the outskirts of Kabul, about 10 teenage girls are defying their government by learning.
She is very pretty.
This is a secret school run by a woman barely older than her students, 21-year-old Nazanin, whose lavender headscarf matches her nail polish.
When the Taliban said girls cannot go to secondary school anymore, I thought to myself, what can I do? How can I raise the morale of the girls around me?
We aren't using Nazanin's full name or those of the girls. They're concerned for their safety and that the school could be shut down if they're identified. Still, Nazanin says defying the Taliban is important.
If we follow the Taliban, we would just stay home. No. We have to do something.
3 months ago, her family and friends helped transform a spare room into this class. Through word of mouth across alleyways in Nazanin's hardscrabble area, her class quickly filled up with students, like 14-year-old Layla. Layla pulls out a black pen from her Barbie-themed pencil case, opens her notebook for English class. The teacher reads out sentences.
Our classroom is hot.
And Layla hunches over the low table she shares with the other girls and copies them off the whiteboard. The Taliban's ban is just the latest barrier to Layla's education. During the pandemic, Layla missed a year of schooling. But last year, after she returned to high school, tragedy struck.
Dozens of girls and young women were killed in an attack outside a school for girls in Kabul.
Layla narrowly escaped. And yet...
I returned to school 3 days later.
But her parents, fearing another attack, pulled her out of school. Then the Taliban swept to power. Now Layla walks to her secret school from her house. To avoid suspicion, she tucks her notebooks behind whatever novel she's borrowed from Nazanin's modest book collection. The girls think if they're seen reading, that's okay. But studying could get them into trouble. Nazanin's secret school echoes those that operated a generation earlier, when the Taliban ruled Afghanistan in the 90s and banned schooling for girls. But they can't fill the gap left behind by shuttered secondary schools. At Nazanin's secret school, she handles grades 7 and 8. Her cousin teaches the older grades. The girls also teach each other.
Learn the words. Yellow, blue, red.
The Taliban as a group don't all agree on banning girls' secondary education. An education ministry spokesman tells NPR they're ready to open those schools whenever their leadership says they can. One senior Taliban bureaucrat wanted to explain the ban to NPR and requested anonymity to do that. He says the Taliban's hardcore loyalists demanded the ban in accordance with conservative Afghan tradition that girls should stay home. There are exceptions. The ban isn't applied in a handful of provinces where there's community support for girls' education. The official says where the ban is applied, one workaround is private tutoring centres where students typically go to improve their grades. Like this one, in the basement of a building on a quiet Kabul street.
Assalamu alaikum.
We meet the founder. Her name is Zainab, and she says she set up the centre to keep the girls learning.
We cover secondary school subjects. We even hire teachers who lost their jobs. It's all free. I don't want the girls to miss out on an education.
Zainab says the Taliban allow her to run the centre, provided the girls obey the Taliban's strict dress rules. And they do. The girls filter in wearing black robes, headscarves, and face masks.
First question.
There's an English class.
In the name of Allah, she has a beautiful home.
What is color shoe? It is brown.
The Quran teacher recites a passage for the girls to memorize. The most popular class prepares girls for the college admissions test because in another quirk of the Taliban's rules, women can attend university, just not secondary school. When we walk in, the girls are reviewing long division. But one top-achieving student here, Sahar, says it's not like school. She's meant to be in grade 11, and she goes to three different tutoring centres to round out her education. She leaves home at 6 a.m. each morning and races between classes and tries to keep a low profile. She worries her school bag might attract hostility. It's not like patrolling gunmen know she's allowed to attend a tutoring centre.
I get really scared when the Taliban guys see me. I change my robes.
Some days, Sahar says, her morale collapses.
I have always wanted to be a doctor, and until the Taliban took over, I was getting top marks. Now I have got no chance. Sometimes me and my mother cry together because our future is so dark.
It's a deep sadness her mother uniquely understands. Because when the Taliban were last in power, her mother was a teenager and she couldn't attend school either. Dear Hadid, NPR News, Kabul.